On University of Texas at El Paso Week, the southern border has been changed by many forces. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carlos Taran, assistant professor of communication, explains why we should be careful of the natural environment there.
The international boundary between the United States and Mexico has become increasingly politicized in recent years. Whether focused on international trade or the humanitarian crisis caused by mass migration, the current discourse frames the border in oppositional terms. My research focuses on how identity is communicatively constructed in relation to the environments along the U.S.-Mexico border. In my work, I draw on Chicana social theorist and philosopher Gloria Anzaldúa to describe what I call borderland ecological consciousness. Borderland ecological consciousness is a way of thinking about and engaging with the natural world that attempts to collapse the artificial boundaries that position nature as something that exists out there in opposition to human culture. How aware are we of our relationship with a shifting environment? And how does our communication about the environment change accordingly? In my work, I focus on how forces like globalization, capitalism, and colonialism have left an indelible mark on the ecosystem along the border. By centering toxicity as a common thread, I examine various locations in and around El Paso, Texas, such as the demolished ASARCO copper smelting facility, the Colonias, and the Rio Bosque wetlands to understand how we communicatively construct meanings about the natural world and the damage that development has caused. Ultimately, I argue that we should be guided by an ethic of care that promotes ecological citizenship to transform the problematic social, economic, and political systems that wreak havoc on the environment. Like all borders, the boundaries that we have created between human culture and the natural world are socially constructed and can be reimagined to promote the mutual benefit of humans and ecosystems alike.
That was Carlos Taran of the University of Texas at El Paso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.